Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Humanitarian Horizons, Christina D'Archangelo Unveiled. And I am so excited to have one of my dear friends. We've been in the cannabinoid space now here since the program became legal, we met Eric Asher. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you, my friend?
Oh, it's fantastic to be here. Appreciate you having me on. I'm doing all right. We're not going to get to see the eclipse pop cover today, but.
And we had our earthquake on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bet that scared some people half to death. See, I'm from California, so earthquakes are no big deal for me, but I heard that back east it scared a few folks.
Yep. I was on a Zoom with the UK and my everything was shaking because, you know, I lived on the West Coast. So for right. me, it was like, I've driven in earthquakes, not really bad ones, but I've driven in them.
Nothing, you know, that's yeah. just out the front yard.
So it was just so funny to see like everybody's like terrorized. And I'm like, well, we're probably having an earthquake because what else could this be? You know?
Yeah, it's not mine subsides this far along in the game.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I wanted to specifically talk to you about, since we are both in the Commonwealth and we are both medical cannabis patients, I thought it would be a great idea for us to talk a little bit about our program in Pennsylvania, because obviously we've seen some changes in our program. And I'm saying this, not you, but in my opinion, it hasn't been to our benefit as patients. Even though it was promised when we started in this program back way back in the day, that it would be more patient-centric and focused so that there were alternatives for patients, more so in the natural space, to be able to combat some of the therapeutic areas that they have issues with.
Oh, absolutely. I remember everybody being very excited in 2016 when we signed Act 16 into law. It took them 2 years to, you know, get everything up and running, and we didn't get our first dispensaries until 2018. The timeline of our medical program has been very interesting, to say the least. You know, 2018, we got our first dispensaries, and there was a lot of young, small companies that were coming up, grower processors and dispensaries that were patient-focused and quality focused, because this wasn't about profit back then. This was about access to medicine. Mm-hmm. And the companies that were involved, yes, there were some people that were doing less than stellar things in the cannabis space, even at the beginning. But because there were 40 different companies all competing and all trying to find their way in this new space, the quality of the medicine coming out at the time was excellent, better than most other states. Our testing requirements were extremely high level. So we were the envy of other medical programs at the very beginning, but that changed very quickly.
If I can just interject a second. Sure. Also, when we kicked off the program, they had written in the right to do clinical research with the academic universities here in the Commonwealth. Yes. We're very blessed. I mean, we have Penn, we have TJ, Thomas Jefferson University, we have PCOM, we have all of these great universities here. And they had to sign up for the program, they had to be validated, but there was a short list of individual universities. Pitt was one of them, where they were supposed to be doing true clinical research. Now, we're not talking about preclinical to our listeners and viewers. That's how it usually starts. So that's the rats and the mice and the animal studies, right? We're talking about actual human interaction clinical studies. And that was one of the things that attracted me specifically in the Commonwealth, was the fact that, hey, listen, we're actually going to do some research, right? Our program has that. Not every state has that, you know, throughout the United States, which was a big deal. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to make sure we carve that out for people so that they understand, where did we start with all this, right?
And that's what we're trying. Like I say, we had a very enviable medical program from the standpoint of the quality of the products that were being offered. Okay, we're one of the few states that has a medical program that does not allow combustion of cannabis. Okay, and I, now, personally, I haven't been a major smoker of cannabis in a lot of years because my lungs are damaged. That's why I like concentrates. But the fact that they kept smokable products out of the market mix indicated how serious they were about this being medicine and not a recreational situation. Okay. But understand almost every other state that has medical allows for smokable cannabis and has pre-rolls and things of that nature available in their dispensaries. But again, and we also had a very restrictive list of conditions
Right.
that made it very hard to access medical cannabis, even if you wanted to. So we weren't perfect, but we were at a very good place for beginning of the program.
Right.
And then COVID happened in 2020, and that was a major turning point in our program and for our state. Okay, it did some good things. Okay, one of the things it did was they enabled emergency regulations that allowed us to get our certifications done by a video conference
Yep.
rather than having to go down to a doctor's office.
Teladoc.
That they also expanded greatly the list of conditions that were acceptable to get certified.
And we were
So,
allowed more product also.
They started allowing more products became available, but not more types of products.
I mean,
It was
more
just
product for us to buy,
sure, because
right? They were
there were
afraid.
40 there were 40 different companies that were now up and running at full capacity, and things were well, except the price points were still
Hi.
well above our neighboring states. But one of the things that happened during COVID, besides the good things, was that without public knowledge, consent, or comment, they changed the regulations that prohibited out-of-state companies from operating inside Pennsylvania, and they allowed MSOs to come in and operate here. Now, I don't know what justification, or even if they have a justification for that, but it immediately caused there to be a rush of buyouts and mergers, and within 18 months, what was 40 companies is now four. I believe that Penn Health Group and Organic Remedies are about the only ones left that are still wholly owned, Pennsylvania-owned and operated companies. Everything else you buy in the entire state now, doesn't matter the brand or the name of the dispensary you're going into, you're buying from one of four out-of-state based companies. And what happened, and I can prove this by my database because I keep a database of all the concentrates I've been pressing. As of 2020, the yields that I was getting dropped about by a third. Quality was down. The terpene profiles were off. The efficacy of the medicine was off. And the prices were still elevated.
Well, and we were
So,
missing products too. Sorry to interrupt. But like, so I got one time, this was right before all the stuff started switching out. I had a mold exposure. And it was because we had, remember when we were getting those bad storms and stuff? It was like summertime. And so I'm really, really allergic to mold. So I got exposure because I was trying to help a family member because they got this damaged rain in the I walked into the house, didn't realize that it was so bad because I thought it, anyway, it was in the basement. So my whole face swells up like a moon, right? Like I've been taking steroids, when you take prednisone too long, you get a moon face. So and then I had to be on an investor call, because I was working on COVID stuff that was non, what's out there. It was non-Pfizer, Moderna, it was something else. And I had to like sit all the way back away from my camera so I didn't look, and I was wearing something up to my neck, up to here so I didn't look so weird. I went to the dispensary area. And at that time, I don't know if you remember this, but we were able to get terpene syringes, just full of terps. I
Great
loved it.
terpene oil. Yeah.
Yes. And
Remember that?
I won't say who it was so that way we preserve, the growers
Sure.
and stuff, but and they were very they had some stuff happen to them too. People complained about everything about everybody, but those guys in particular did an amazing job with those terp syringes. I
Yes.
went home, I bought three of them, and I was like, okay, let me see what happens. I go home and I squirt some in my mouth, and literally within like 5 minutes, and I'm not making a claim here, this happened. I saw the swelling dissipate from my face. It was like oozing down. amazing stuff, right? So I was like, oh, this is really awesome, right? So this, like, you know, I'm a clinical researcher. So now I'm like, you know, that terpene, the terpenes, we really need to look into these terpenes, right? So I started looking into those and formulating products specifically with terpene, high terpene profiles. It's how I developed my candles, right?
Yeah.
The candles you see was from terpenes to aromatherapy because of all this. So I'm bringing this up because you can't get these terpene syringes anymore.
Not here in Pennsylvania, no. But you can get them in places like Michigan and other states that have fully legal programs.
Mm-hmm.
Just that we shouldn't have to suffer the restrictions that we do in light of the fact that all of the other states around us have come to a more pragmatic decision about cannabis.
Right.
I just don't see this being a moral issue anymore. You know, it used to be that the big excuse was this is a moral thing. What about the children? Well, you know, kids helps children too, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And when you try to explain this to people who have a block because they're religious, you know, or they've just been a conservative person, they believed all the BS for the last
propaganda.
80 years about cannabis. Yeah. But then I show them a picture like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is a bottle that you could go into any pharmacy in the country up until 1937 and buy that cannabis tincture for a myriad of medical problems, from menstrual cramps to headaches to wasting disease, what they called consumption back in the day, tuberculosis, mm-hmm. right? Now, they didn't know the operation of action of cannabis, but they knew what worked. And mm-hmm. that was actually a legitimate medicine up mm-hmm. until reefer madness. Mm-hmm. So trying to reverse decades of lies and exaggerations and
it's still happening. I was
still happens, absolutely.
I gotta tell you this, you're gonna die when you hear this. I saved this because, you know, obviously we talked before we got on.
Sure.
I was out Saturday night. I had a meeting with a Cali grower. That wants us to help them formulate stuff. Okay, fine. So anyway, I meet downtown, great meeting, very good. And I'm going to go to dinner. So I go to dinner by myself. And so I was going to meet up with one of my friends, but they had a scheduling conflict. So I went by myself. I went to a very nice place I always go to. They know who I am. It's farm to fresh food. I like going to places like that. And I was up against the wall in a single table. No problem. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just kind of giving you the aesthetics of it. It's very loud in there, very loud. There's people everywhere. You have to have reservations. You don't get in, that kind of place, right?
Okay.
So I get a call from one of my colleagues that we're working with, and I'm talking to him on the phone, and I'm very careful about what I'm talking about, but we're talking about, I was talking about the meeting I had just had, and I'm like, yeah, cannabis, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, the cannabinoids, they're doing this. And, you know, we're talking, and I wasn't like talking about anything that was proprietary. It was, you know, I was just giving him a heads up as to how the meeting went. The one of the women there that was, I think, a manager type person, comes over to me after, I don't know, I was only on the phone 5 minutes, Eric, you know, and because I was eating too. And they say to me, could you please hang the phone up? This is a non-cell phone restaurant. I'm like, what? So I'm like, this is very odd. So I'm like, okay, I'll call you back. I say to my friend, I'll give you a call back. Okay. And I hang up and I'm like, what's going on? And she was like, oh, the table next to you complained. I'm like, really? The table next to me? Because they were talking to me. And when they left, they said, see you later. Bye-bye. You know, and I was still on the phone. I said, bye, have a great night. I said, no, that's not possible. So then I started thinking about it, right? After she left, because now I have some choice things to say to her. you know, like, who's your boss? Everybody has a boss. You know, like, even I have a boss as a CEO. I have a boss. So who, you know, my clients are my bosses. So who is your, you know, I need to talk to someone in management because I feel like I'm being picked on. Well, after that, she's like, she's saying she's the boss, whatever, fine. I'm like, I just need to get my check. I'm out of here. I'm not spending any more money. I'm not getting desserts. I'm not having a drink. I'm done. I started thinking about it, Eric, and I realized it was because I was talking about cannabis.
Ah. Okay.
Yep, because that's what we were talking about. We were talking about political stuff. We were
Right.
talking about Jimmy from around the corner. You know, I'm making that up. We were talking about cannabinoids, and I was talking about like different, you know, terps and things.
Yeah.
And that's what I got in trouble for. And here we are in 2024. We have a program in the Commonwealth. We have how many dispensaries in Philadelphia operating right around the corner from where I was?
Right.
Okay, because I was in Center City.
Yeah.
And this shit is still happening. I was so mad, so angry. I get back in my Uber because I took an Uber to the restaurant because I'm not going to deal with the parking there where it was located. You can imagine
Right.
where I was.
Yeah.
And I call my friend back and I'm like, you know what happened, Daniel? It was because we were talking about cannabinoids and we made them uncomfortable. And we're talking about it from a health standpoint, right? We're talking about helping people. That's what we were talking about. And I
That
am
woman
told.
even care? You know what I mean? Why would that even offend somebody? You're not trying to sell somebody something.
No.
You're talking about research,
Right.
technical aspects of research. That shouldn't have raised any ire from anybody, I would imagine. That's a bit weird,
I
you know?
refrained from, because you know, normally I would have gotten on my Instagram. I would have put a post up about it, you know, like discrimination, unacceptable, you know, what in the hell? I didn't. I didn't. I just had to calm myself down because I was so angry that this is still going on. You know, like this is nonsense that this is still going on. Even the cat knows. Okay.
Smoke, you know, Smoke, my big chunky buddy, he just wants to see what's going on.
He's so cute. I see his little
A good boy.
Instagram pictures.
Yeah, these two make my life so much more enjoyable.
I'll tell you, I have dogs. You know, I'm the dog person. So, because I'm allergic to cats. My brother was a cat person. So he had cats and he used to watch the cat wash the cats before I would come over because of my
Yeah.
allergies. But yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. Here we are and we're still talking about this stuff. We can't get certain, we're handcuffed in our own program now. And it's not for us not voting. It's not for us not trying to advocate. A lot of the advocates that got into the space early on are two-faced almost, like
Yes.
one
Yes.
way this way, one way that way. It depends which way you get them on that day.
Yeah, I agree 100%, and that's why I've been, you know, I felt like I've been Don Quixote tilting at windmills for the last 8 years, trying to get us home grow, trying to get us public consumption laws that allow for cannabis consumption lounges and DUI protections, just basic stuff, right? It's not like we're asking for, you know, a whole bunch of things. We want basic rights. We want to be able to grow this plant in our homes, not for resale, but for
No,
own
for your own
medicine.
consumption. Yes.
There's
It's a
no reason why
plant.
we shouldn't. Hey, you can brew beer at home. You can make wine at
In
home.
the
You can
cellar.
even distill liquor now in small quantities inside your house for your own consumption. Cannabis is no should be no treated no differently. It is a plant. It is a non-toxic plant. Let's make that very clear. Yes, you can grow opium poppies in your garden legally, but you try to get any of the sap from those, you're committing a felony. Okay, and the sap from those flowers will kill you if you eat enough of it. You can eat 20 pounds of weed and not die from that. It has an LD50 that's so high it's just almost non-existent, you know. And they're telling us we can't grow this harmless in terms of death plant.
Oh yeah.
I find it unconscionable. I really do.
It really is. And you know, we're coming up on our time. My team keeps me tight on time.
Always
So
love spending time with you.
I
Thanks so
love
much for having me on.
thank you so much. And we're gonna have to do, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. I
Yeah.
just wanted to kind of talk about, like, let's just start having some more discussions about this. And now that my podcast is humanitarian, this is a humanitarian issue. We need to talk about this in a safe place. Luckily, my podcast can't get blocked out. So, so we could talk about this stuff. So thank you so much for being on with me today.
No problem at all. I'll come on anytime you like. You have yourself a fantastic weekend and week coming up, okay?
You too, my friend. Thank you again. And thank you to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters out there that tune in to Humanitarian Horizons, Christina D'Arcangelo Unveiled. See you later for now.